Friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Ein Yeshiva Bahazara El Malchei Beis David Bilvad. We already have seen Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, and now we will continue B'Siyata Dishmaya. And we saw the Yesod HaDvarim was that there are really two Isurim. There's an Isur Min HaTorah Mitzad Mora Mikdash, and there's an Isur D'Rabbanan Mitzad the Mora of the Shechina. And again, we are basing ourselves in the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Hagon HaGadol HaMufla V'HaMuflag Rabbi David Yitzhak Manzatzal. So he says as follows. His lashon is Zahav. V'chein nira V'kivan dinishinit ba'er שהאיסור מן התורה מצד מורה מקדש הוא מהלכה למשה מסיני. So we already saw from Rashi in Sanhedrin and of Kuf Aleph that the Isur Min HaTorah is הלכה למשה מסיני, and that is מצד מורה מקדש. הרי בזה אדרה ולכולי על משארי למלכי בית דוד. So everybody's going to hold that מלכי בית דוד are permitted. מלכי בית דוד do not have this din of Mora Mikdash. This is their place. They're the Balabatim Paul. This is Beis David. This is Yerushalayim. And that's with the Kasha of the Chavis Yair and the Be'er Sheva that we already saw, that there's no machlokas in Halacha Moshe Misinai. So how can there be a machlokas about this din if there's Yeshiva Bazara? Yesh Yeshiva Bazar, if this din of Ein Yeshiva Bazar al Malchei Beis David Bilvad. How could there be a machlokas if it's halach l'moshe misinai? The Yerushalmi says that it's asur, and the Bavli says it's mutter. How can there be a machlokas halach l'moshe misinai? So the teretz is that there's really no machlokas at all. Because like a machlokas b'halacha l'moshe misinai, as is the klal of the Rambam. What about the Yerushalmi that asers even b'malchei beis David? Urak me'isur d'rabanan shel kvod ha'shechina shebeze ein nafka mina b'malchut shegam hi chayevet b'kvod ha'shechina. It's only asur d'rabanan. When the Yerushalmi asks, even b'malchei beis David, that's an iser derabbanan of kavod hashechina. And there, when it comes to kavod hashechina, which is the derabbanan, there's no nafkamina of one's malchus, even the malch, even the melech is chayv b'kavod hashechina. And therefore, it's aser, even b'malchei beis David. And that's what we saw in the Medrash, quoted by Tosfos and Sota, that after they bring from the malachim who stand before the Shechina, Tosissa, how is there yeshiva lamelech? Because mitzad, the etzem iser, that's not mitam the medrash. In other words, mora mikdash, bivadai, that a king is permitted, because this is his shtat, this is his plot, this is his place. He's the melech. But since there's also an iser Begeder shel malachim, even the malachim have to have kavod, they have to stand up for the Shechina, kavod ha-Shechina. Here is not shaykh to talk about a heter b'malchei beis David. V'ilu ha-bavli sover, k'mo shekotev Rashi, me'apasuk ha-melech David yoshev lefnei Hashem. Rashi, we saw in the previous shiurim, shecholak lehem ha-kosuv kavod. That's God is showing special kavod to the melech that he doesn't have to sit. Here it's David sitting in front of the Aron. David doesn't have to sit. We have this din derabbanan. So it could be that bizman David, it wasn't aser yet. And therefore David can sit. But if that's true, that it's only Derabbanan, and it wasn't Asur yet in the time of David, so what are we bringing a raya for David Yoshev Lifnei Hashem? It was pre-Isser. We want to prove that even mitzad kavod hashchina, the king is allowed to sit. That's what the Bavli wants to say, according to our understanding. The Bavli is being matir, even the Isser derabbanan. But maybe it wasn't Asur yet, so what's the raya from David? And in fact, the Mishnah Lamelech asks this, the Melo Arom discusses this, Sefer HaMaria, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Beis HaBechira discusses this. So based on what we said, we can say this, we can answer as follows. That it says Vayeshev, etc., Lifnei Hashem, even if there's no Isser, however, to write Lahedya on Yeshiva Lifnei Hashem, sitting in front of Hashem, is not Kavod Shemayim. The Malachim don't have Yeshiva Lifnei Hashem. So it must be that there's a special Chiluk Kavod LeBeis David LeShev Lifnei Hashem, and therefore that's why the Pasuk says it. And so we can understand that even though David might have preceded this Derabbanan, but when the rabbis assered, but you see in the Pasuk that there's special Kavod given to Malachim, the rabbis didn't include that in their Isser. Even when the rabbis assered out Kavod Hashchina to sit in front of the Bazara, they weren't assering the king, because we have an explicit Pasuk that the king is sitting, and as Rashi explains, because special Kavod was given to the king by Hashem. So that's Gevaldik. So you're right, maybe David predated the Isser, so what's the Raya of the Gemara? The answer is, because we have an explicit Pasuk that he sat, so we have to say that the Torah is telling us, the Pasuk is telling us, there's something special about a king, Shecholak HaMakom Kavod, to show his Malchus HaShleim, as we saw. Uvzeh mamshich moreinu v'rabeinu. Moreinu v'rabeinu is a ma'ayan bilti nidleh, a ma'ayan noveh that just never stops. Uvzeh yesh lefaresh devrei ha-midrash shebetosvot besota. Delo shayach heter lebet David mikal v'chomer me'amalachim. Uma uvayeshev David sheyashav etzmo batfila. So we can explain the Medrash. The Medrash says you can't say there's a heter for Beis David, because if Kal v'chom the Malachim, the Malachim aren't allowed to sit. Beis David, kings of Beis David aren't allowed to sit. And what does it mean, Vayeshev David? He was Miyashiv himself in Tefillah. Not literally that he sat. And then the Medrash concludes, Elam l'mi ha'ita yeshiva, ve'omer l'kohen gadol, who had yeshiva? Kohen gadol. Shenamar ve'ili ha'kohen yoshev ala kiseh. Eli HaKohen was sitting on the chair. He was the sitter. V'tamua me'od lich'ora. Apparently, we are in wonder. This is very difficult. The very same Kal V'chomer from the Malachim that asers Yeshiva LeBeis David is also Shaykh Legabi the Kohen Gadol. So Maishna the Kohen Gadol that he can sit and not the king. What's Pshat and Tosfos? So it could answer, Poshut, that the Kohen Gadol can't do it otherwise, because the Kohen Gadol, like the Rambam writes, his tefarto kvodo is to be sitting in the Mikdash all day. And like the Rambam writes, we discussed this recently at great length, Perek Aleph in B'yas Mikdash Halacha Yud, that a Kohen Gadol is now allowed to grow his hair long, now that a rip is clothing forever, because he's always in the Mikdash. So how can we ask him be yeshiva if he's always there? You can't say somebody has to be there all the time and not be allowed to sit. Okay, so maybe that's pshat. However, based on what we said earlier, we can explain as follows. Nitayek b'lashon ha-medrash, ulemi haita yeshiva ba'azara? Who had yeshiva ba'azara? Lashon ovar, it should have said, who has lemi yesh yeshiva ba'azara? Why does it say lashon ovar? Ulema shekatafti, says Moreno Rabbeinu, yesh lomar, shelo al ikar ha-isur ha-mayri ha-medrash, shevadai yesh lomar, shebizman David ve'eli adayin lo nesra yeshiva ba'azara medrabanan. We're not talking about the Icarus, sir, because it could be that in the time of David, in the time of Eli, There was no Isur Darabanan to sit there. And Mitzad Mora Mikdash, it's mutter to the Melech, and also to the Kohen Gadol, because as we explained in an earlier shiur, in the Mikdash, the Kohen Gadol is the Melech. This is his plot. This is his special place. So the Kasha the Medrash, rather, is on the Lashon of Yeshev David Lefnei Hashem. And in this, the Medrash is bothered. Shafilum lo asru adayin midrabanan, haynu mishum sheino lehedya lefnei Hashem, ומשום אחר עשו רק מדרבנן, אבל לכתוב שהייתה ישיבה לפני השם הוא דבר שאי אפשר מקל וחומר דמלאכים, ולא סביר הלילה מדרש את הילפותה של הבבלי שכתב רשי מכאן על חילוק כבוד מיוחד לבית מלך, ובעל כורחנו דמה שכתוב וישב דוד, היינו שישב בתפילה. So the kash of the medrash is what's pshat in the pasuk v'yeshev David lifnei Hashem. How can the pasuk explicitly write that he sat before Hashem, even if it's not yet usher, but that the pasuk should specifically write it? It doesn't look right because the malachim aren't sitting. And the medrash doesn't hold like the alfus of the Bavli that Rashi explains that there's a special chiluk kavod l'malchei beis David. So the medrash is bothered. How do you have a lashon like this by David? Kal v'chomer from the malachim, it doesn't work. So it must be v'yeshev David means that he settled himself in tefillah, and therefore there's no makar for the heter melech b'yeshiva b'azara. But Eli, where it says, "Vayeshev Eli, Haribal Korchenu, Shayalo Hetera Kol Panim Lenyan Isur Shel Mora Mikdash, Vekanal Diyesh Lomar De Kohen Gadol Ukumelech Lenyan Isur Shel Mora Mikdash." אך כל זה הוא רק בלשון עבר, ומשום שאחרי שאסור מדרבנן, משום כבוד השכינה, ודאי שגם הכהן גדול אסור דמה ישנה, וצורך העבודה לא שריה לביסור תורה. שעל זה מהירי התוספות ביומה חפה, הנעל, ואפילו אם לא אסור רבנן, יש לומר שאינו אלא כשהוא עשייה לצורך עבודה להדיה. וזה לא שייך בכהן גדול שעצם ישיבתו עם מעשה של צורך עבודה. ומשום הכי עכשיו, גם הכהן גדול אסור. So by Eli, it says וישב Eli. That Eli sat. So it must be that he had some sort of heter. At the very least, with regard to the Isser of Mora Mikdash. Because as we already explained, the Kohen Gadol is like a Melech with regard to the Isser of Mora Mikdash. But that's all B'Lashon Avar. Because after the rabbis Asered Alts Kavod Hashchina, then even the Kohen Gadol is going to be Asser. And you're going to tell me it's Tzarech Avoda. Tzarech Avodah is only matter of the Yisr Torah. That's what Tosfos Yuma is talking about, as we discussed at length. Daf Chaf Hei. And even if the rabbis didn't answer the Tzarech Avodah, even if the rabbis didn't answer, in Pashas the rabbis did answer the Tzarech Avodah. Just Midarais it's not answer the Tzarech Avodah. But if the rabbis didn't answer the Tzarech Avodah to sit, that is only when it says Siyah Tzarech Avodah Lehejiah. But the Kohen Gadol, his yeshiva, isn't a mice of Tzarech Avodah. So therefore now, even for the Kohen Gadol, it's going to be Aser. So by David, the way we dealt with it was Yeshev Atzmo B'Tfila. That's what his yeshiva was. And by Eli, where it says Vayeshev Eli, so he must already have had a heter mitzad mor mikdash, because he's the melech there, just like a regular melech is allowed to sit out mor mikdash. But the medrash is medayeg and says belashan avar, it was permitted, because now it's asur midrabana. And just when Eli was doing it, Eli was doing it pre the Yisur Dirabana. And Sarach Avoda is in a teretz. Either because Sarach Avoda is only matter the Yisur Torah, not the Yisur Dirabana, as we discussed at length in the previous shir. Or because it has to be Sarach Avoda Lehejia, and this isn't the Kohen Gadol sitting, isn't Sarach Avoda Lehejia. And therefore now, even the Kohen Gadol is going to be Yisur. So the Vayeshev Eli is telling us that he does have some sort of a heter. What's going to be his heter? His heter is going to be Kavod HaShechina, Mishum Ora Mikdash. That's the heter of the Kohen Gadol, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk, because this is his place. What about the Isser Dirabanan? The answer is, at the time of Eli there was yet no Isser Dirabanan. Therefore the Medrash says it was mutter for the Kohen Gadol, but now that we have the Yisur Rabbanan, and even for the Kohen Gadol it's going to be forbidden because of Kavod HaShechina. As is derived from the Malachim, a Kal V'chomer from the Malachim. And the only reason I can say explicitly in the Pasuk that he was sitting is because, first of all, he was sitting. But the reason he had a head there is because it's telling you the Chiddush that this is his place. But only in the past. But once it's Asur D'Rabbanan, it's Asur D'Rabbanan. And according to the Medrash by David, even the Vayeshev doesn't even mean he was sitting. It just means Yishev Atzmo B'Tefila. Because the Medrash was wondering how you can use such a lashon about David. But he was sitting front of Hashem, how can that be? And the Medrash doesn't subscribe to the Chiluk Kavod Miyuchad LeBeis David. So how could, even if it wasn't yet Aser, how could it even say, according when they're talking about the king, how could it even say such a lashon of a Yeshev? So that the Medrash deals with, that he was Yeshev Atzmo B'Tefila. And by Eli, for whatever reason, because that's not mashmaos that he was sitting to Chazal, that he was sitting b'tfila, so memela, there it's telling us this chiddush. And the chiddush is that it's mutar al tzmor hashchina. But again, it's only lashon avar, because behove, it's aser because of kavod hashchina, because of the yisur derabbanan. And just back then it was permitted, before the Yisur D'Rabbanan. So there's still loads more to talk about, sweet friends. So please stay tuned. I hope that we're zocheh to continue. L'modu l'lameh, l'shmu l'asuk, times k'lo v'shem k'lo s'bihava, amen v'amen. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, s'yisim, as-bohem.